Attends.
Let's go. Got on. For I'm the dust of the earth, my God,
till I am a man,
sing in Arville or testify. Sing that song first again. Yeah. There you are. If you know it.
I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just going over home. I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just going over home. I'm going there to see my Savior, who shed his precious blood for me. I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just going over home. I'm going there to see my mother, who shed her prayer, who said she'd meet me when I come. I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just going over home. I long to tell salvation story. When I get home to that good land, I long to wear a crown of glory. When I get home to that good land.
Praise the Lord. We can tell the story. Praise the Lord. Now, go ahead and testify.
Well, I often sing here when you're all alone.
Praise
sometimes
God.
The Lord blesses my heart. And I feel me so full of his blessing that I scream and have a wonderful time here with the Lord.
Sure.
If it wasn't for the Lord, I never could stand
Praise
it in the
God.
World.
That's true.
He's a wonderful friend and a wonderful Savior.
Praise
I'm so glad he never leaves us alone if we trust him. I love him
sure.
And I mean to serve him as long as I stay
Praise
in the world.
God.
Sometimes I don't know. I'm all afflicted and can hardly get around. But the Lord has stayed with me and keep me from falling and getting hurt.
Praise
and I praise
God.
Him for that. I praise Him for friends. Miss Waddle and Mr. Waddle, they come to see me every Sunday evening. And that's a great blessing to me, but it rained today.
Sure.
And I didn't think they would come, but I was just sitting there in the chair, and it was almost night. And I said, Lord, send somebody. Look out and hear two cars come rolling out.
Sure.
Praise the Lord. I'm glad
Praise
He hears
God.
And answers.
Sure.
He knows our hearts. He knows
sure He does.
Our needs.
Praise God.
Sometimes in business, we don't know what to do. And we can ask the Lord, and He'll sure wait
for us. Sure He will. Praise the Lord.
Praise
That's
the
true.
Lord for salvation.
Praise God. Praise God. Let Brother White out here tell what the Lord done for you.
I'm glad in 1950 the Lord saved me and put me on this good way, and I'm not toiled away, and I want to go every day stronger and tell people about the Lord, and I want you all to pray for me when it go well with you.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. That's Sister Watt out here.
Well, I'm so thankful to see that I can say I'm a child of God and I'm on this good way.
Sure.
He never turns us down. He never forsaken us. And as Aunt Arabelle said, when we were safe that we can sing, I can't sing much, but God knows my heart.
Sure.
And I get a wonderful blessing home by myself. I'm never left alone. He's always with me. Bless His name. He's done so much for me. He's healed my body and He's brought me home from the hospital. And I want to be ready in a minute when the Lord calls me. I want to go home to be with my loved ones that's gone on before. I've got a dear mother and a daddy up there waiting for me. And by the help of God, I want to see Him. And I want to see Jesus, for He done more for me than anybody in the world. Father and mother can only do so much, but Jesus can save your soul. And bless His name this morning. I'm so glad that I ever found this good way. Bless His name. And when I get talking about the Lord, I never know when to quit. Bless
Praise.
You. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Got a big wrong tape. Just mind the Lord. Here, Hopi.
Go ahead. Praise God.
Huh?
Yes, sir. I touch your room one day because.
Yeah. You come downstairs sometime.
I sit down there sometime, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe when the road goes around. If I could walk up down the road, Ed, I'll clear up so scared to get on that road. I hope that we don't have so many cars so we can kind of walk on to then. It wouldn't be so bad.
It's
so dangerous that old big cuts. I just scared me to death.
Oh, y'all used to live over there.
Well, I don't know how long. We moved there when we moved here. We lived there a long time, and the road goes right up through the bottom where we live. And they tore the whole house down, they say now.
Well, that's back over toward Arvonne's, then.
Yeah.
That's our old place there for Arvonne.
Well, he built a new house down in there.
Yeah, but he went on down the creek.
He went on down the creek below where we live and built the new house. Yeah, that's right inside us, though. Yeah, we lived over there a long, long time.
Yeah.
From the dust, though we are, my God created man. He made man a weary soul, and God so loved the world that He gave His only Son.
Help my name.
That's good, Jenny. Come on. Last night as I lay sleeping, a dream came to me. I dreamed about the end of time, about eternity. I saw a million sinners fall on their knees and pray. The Lord, he sadly shook his head, and if I heard him sigh, sorry, I never knew you. Depart, for I may forevermore. Sorry, I never knew you. Go and serve the one that you have served before. I thought the time had fully come that I must stand the trial. I told the Lord that I had been a Christian all the while, but through his look he took a look and sadly shook his head, then placed me over on his lips, and this I heard him say, sorry, I never knew you. I find no record of your breath. Sorry, I never knew you. Go and serve the one that you left down on earth. There were my wife and children, I never loved them more. They must have been so happy, oh how they did rejoice. The ropes of light around them, their faces all aglow. My little girl looked over at me, and this I heard her say, Daddy, we can't go with you. We must dwell in the joys of our Lord. Sorry, for we still love you, but you'll never be our daddy anymore. Now when I had awakened, the tears were in my eyes, and looking all around me, and back to my surprise, there were my loving babies. I knew it was a dream. Down beside the bed of mine, you should have heard me scream, darling, we are in glory. I know thou gave thine only son. Father, please forgive me, for I want to be ready when you come.
Ain't that wonderful? What a memory she got.
Oh, yeah, she can remember everyone. Yeah.
Didn't she sing I've Been Born Again?
Yeah.
The dog he always barks when he sees anybody. Mm-hmm. And I think, well, there's a car. I wonder who in the world. And I didn't know him. He got out. I didn't know him. I think, well, who is that boy? He's grown so. And then I see Arnie. Not Arnie, but
Ed.
How is Arnie? All right.
Getting along good, yeah.
Have you ever had his revival?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He told me, yeah, he's going to hold a revival in his garage, I believe. He had a big garage or something.
I don't know about that, where he's had that turn off. That's from see. Take people. He's a dog and a half. He's a dog and a half. That's a dog and a half. I'd say he's a whole lot of a dog. He's a good little dog.
I said to my brother one day, Charlie. I said, well, it's bad. It's not here. Well, he says, I don't know. It's bad. He says, it's much to go and says, you better off not to hear it.
That's right.
They bought tombstone for Charlie's grave. Got $600, a great big one. Dad told me to sell the place and buy tombstones for the grave. There's a man come here the other day to buy my place, and I priced it to him. And he went said, I have to have a little time to think about it. He never come back anymore for about a week or two. And I just about got out of the notion. The other night he come, he says, well, he says, the barn's about to fall down. He says, would you take $500 for it? I said, no. I said, I won't. I said, I'm just about out of the notion. Well, he says, will you take $800? I said, yes, I'll take that, I reckon. So he says, I'll be back with the money in about 2 weeks. So I guess he said that I could live here as long as I live. And he built him a little small house up in the garden. Well, they'd be close neighbors. He's got 3 children. The oldest is 9 years old, and he's got a little girl. They're both in school. They're good enough to family. I hope it'd be a success. Pray for me that we make a success in getting along, and they'd be good neighbors. I don't know much about them. He married a woman down about Grace, and a fine-looking woman, but I don't know him much. And I don't know him too well. But if we make a deal, I hope it will be a success. I've been talking to the Lord about it and asking him to direct me in business and to help me to make a success.
Sure. Why, sure, praise God.
I don't know whether it's the best or not.
Well, that's fine.
The home agent was here and wanted me to go and live with somebody. She'd raise some chickens. But you know there's no place like home. And you can be at home where you can't be nowhere else. And I'd better be at home as anywhere. As long as I can, I hope the Lord will see fit to take me right from my own home. I'd better go from here to anywhere in the world. Like poor old Dad, he says, he'd always say he liked home. And said it. But one night when he was bad sick, but he was in his right mind at that time. He said, if the Lord calls, now I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Praise God.
Was
for
he
that.
With you?
No, I didn't get to go.
Well, you preached the wonderful preacher's sermon that day. They ever hear me, Charlie said he did. And I've heard several say it was just like a camp meeting.
Yeah.
Arnie Gay and Senior and little girl, they sang Fly Away. That was his favorite song.
Yeah.
Charlie Van sang. And Harlan Porter and Dear Eyes, he sang. It was his favorite song. Too, I forgot what it was. And I never heard him. I'd feed him in his apron.
It
seemed like it.
I don't want to catch
everybody
you.
Everybody enjoyed it. It was just like it didn't seem like a funeral.
Yeah.
And I said to my sister, I said, Brother Van St. Pete, they said the best day of him. I couldn't hear it to him. And he said, well, I said he had something to preach from.
Amen, that's true. That's right. Yeah.
That's right. He told about how Dad liked children and how he worked for the orphan's home. He would get out and beg money for the orphan's home, and he would If he didn't ask, he got so he wasn't able to get out and get money to send his own money.
Yeah.
Oh, I told how he was converted in 1970 out at the old Fairview Church. And he knew him all his life.
Yeah.
He preached that they said an awful good sermon.
Yeah.
Oh, I would. I know you would. I thought about your home. You've got to love your home. I looked to Genevieve, she had it. The one morning was awful cold. My house is awful cold. And I looked to Genevieve. I told her I'd give her $50 of my check if she let me come and stay with her. And she wrote back and she says, I can't keep you. Said she wasn't a feeling very well. And she told about several of us sick in the community. And I looked back. She didn't call me. She just called me by my name. And I wrote to her and told her, I said, dear niece, I said, I'm sorry you're sick. But I said, I don't guess I'd have come if you didn't invite me. I wrote a nice letter, though.
Yeah. Anebis,
I don't guess I'd have won.
Anebis sick.
There's no place like home if it is a shabby one.
Well, that's true, yeah.
If I had a warm room, I wouldn't mind being cold. I don't know how I stand it when the weather gets cold. I don't know what's ahead for me.
Well, that's
right. I don't know.
Will you come on stay with me and her?
Well, that's the point of I thank you for your invitation, and you've got a fine home. But you have no idea how I suffer, and sometimes in the night I scream out, I say, Lord help me, I pray. Bert was up here one night, and I couldn't keep from hollering and praying to the Lord. And I said to him last night, I said, nobody knows how I suffer. He says, I do.
Yeah.
No.
Hope he likes
it. I don't know if I stay or not. I can stay here as long as I live, as long as I want to. But I don't know where to spend my life. I don't know what to hear from me. I don't know.
Well, we don't know.
But if it's God's will, I hope he'll slip me away from my own little home. I'd rather go from home to anywhere.
Yeah.
If I can, I don't know. I'm offering an awful condition. My knee is swollen off and my foot is red painted. For whatever he needs, I don't know. I've got nobody to lean on. Just got one brother living, one half brother. And it's awful good to me. But he's... I don't know. I know you're having a beautiful home.
Plenty of room,
well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I know you've got a beautiful home. And I know I'd be well cared for, but I'd be an awful burden. You don't have no idea how I suffer. Todd Porter's wife come over here and she begged me to go a letter, and she wrote that nice letter. She had me a crying. Begging me, but there's seven in the family. She says, I'll give you a room and a lot, and they ain't got no bath. And she says, I'll wait on you just like I would my mother. She says, they all love you, every one of them, cried, loved you, and all of them begged me to go. I never give them no answer. And I'd go because there's so many of them. She's the sweetest woman. She's just kind and good as she can be. But they've got four children, and her sister, and her and Todd make seven of them.
That's a big family.
Oh, it is, yeah.
I didn't give her no answer, but I cried. She wrote the nicest letter of the year, begging me, she said, please go. She said, I'll keep you like a mother.
Yeah.
But I didn't tell her I'd go, because I'm up all through the night. The doctor said, I've got kidney infection. Well, I'm up all through the night. I don't deny I get lonely. I shed many tears. I get lonely, but I took a few breaths and anybody come. Somebody, she raised my check. $8. That is the thing. That man says, you ought to have 100. Well, I offered over half of them.
Daddy.
Kicking him. He'll leave you alone.
Yeah. I know I'm rough.
Kicking. Kicking Jim.
I know I'd be.
Kicking him. Kicking Jim.
I thank you for your invitation, and I don't know why.
He's going to get a restaurant. He's
going
to
get
a restaurant.
Don't kick
the Jenny or my lunch. I'm there. Oh. But if you keep me, you can hit me every day. Right, and my hand goes. And as I sing that song, I want to go.
Sure.
Metal.
Praise God.
I like to sing that and he shed his precious
sure.
blood for me. That's my favorite song I like to sing. I'll be saying, come on, get home and the Lord blesses my heart.
Yeah.
Have you got well?
Yeah.
Yeah. You look well.
Yeah.
You're well. I never dreamed of you coming. That is wonderful. I seen the Lord anxious to
sure.
I said, man, it looks so blue. I said, Lord, should give
tell the man got saved up in the room.
Just in a minute to hear you said it's over up. I never dreamed
yeah.
of you folks to
come. Yeah.
She said, bye.
And I can tell you, Jim,
what do you want?
Just one know where you are.
Do you want to catch chicken?
Yeah, and then he said, I'd like to get the catch chicken. I said, personal chicken. He said, yeah, I said, well, you don't get it.
I catch one real quick. Hi. Yeah, I did too. But he told me he talked to his old family to him, and he kept getting up and like he's going to go, you know. He said, well, he said, I may have to get the boy's old drive cash check from him, $5 check from him.
You didn't ask, you just said yes.
Yeah, I may have to get him built. Anyway, you can do it.
Is that the junior or
junior? Junior. And I said, well, I said, what do you need $5 for? Well, he said, I ain't going to buy nothing right there. He said, I need to, may I take my own doctor? I don't know sure where I'm going. I said, I just like to have the money to call it when I need it. Now, I said, well, I said, fine. So I said, Junior, I said, you know, the Bible says that flesh is weak. And I said, we're weak. And I said, temptation is hard for us. And I said, I'll tell you, I said, well, you know, if the devil gets you the money, he might get you expensive whiskey. Oh, no, I won't do that. I said, well, I'll tell you what. I said, when you have to take the Bible, probably in the morning. And I said, well, you just come on down. You have to have dogs with gas. I said, well, I always have that. But I said, I like to be like that. I said, they fell out the road there. We bought a little coal down. And I said, can't take them up to the dragon's office.
His dad said here last night, somebody bought him 2 o'clock.
Somebody
picked
him up,
That's what I heard.
Well, it didn't mean it was a bit hard.
park. And if it did, it wouldn't done it. Right?
I finally got my eyeball.
You know, if a person had that in the depth of heart, they wouldn't do a trick like that, would they?
People.
But you know, I think, people stand up and tell you that it's right for these kids to come here and tell you he's playing and want you to play for him and all this and doing everything he can and everything, and then turn around and talk about how money they can buy. You know, the world looks like a man being.
I know.
But I thought, you know, I didn't think people knew that, you know, would do it, but I found out they can, you know.
That's just a kind of mockery, using God as a mockery.
Well, they're using God's people, it is. They're using the sympathy of God's people, see. But that's what the devil wants. The devil wants them things to happen.
Yeah.
And he wants to, he wants us to get to the place that we'll say, well, there's no use trying to help nobody.
Yeah. So, you know,
that's right. See, that's what the devil wants you to get. He wants you to get to the place that if somebody comes down and really needs and things, you just say, well, I'm sorry, I can't help you. I helped old Maggie up over here and I helped so-and-so. You just come prove yourself now and then we'll help you. Well, you know, I mean, that's what the devil wants. So, I mean, really and truly, I think you just have to do the best you can. I mean, just like getting He pretty well had my sympathy there, but I was just waiting. And when he hit me up for money, then I fell him out towards the part that he needs it for. And then I found out he just needs that money, you know, in his pocket. He just needs a loose change of car. You know, that didn't make sense.
Oh, well,
he's not working now.
Got
a car, didn't he? They supposed to work 24th. He got to hold the back of water. They go work tomorrow. I'm down in his kids. He had a baby down here, and he said, driving ready for me today is drink and carry on play poker and everything. So I don't want any money. That's good. Lord, you can get out of it.
You can work over at that factory.
Right?
They probably work over at the factory. They don't
want to see much. Well, I mean, yeah, well, I see straighten up while I get hard and little boys haven't given him a job. He owes boys money. Boys working.
Well, yeah, he's got more cake.
Oh, man. He said it was great.
I say he's really is a good.
Oh, he's good a cook as they are, buddy.
He is.
Him and Dickie Bowles. They're the best. They're just good a cook in a restaurant or anything. They cook you out meals, son. Why, they can.
Is that what you both done in the Army?
Yeah. I guess. I think Dickie's a cook too, ain't he?
I don't know about Dickie.
Danny Engel up here is good a cook as they are. Jenny, you're going to get hot. You slow down now.
Playing ball.
Well, you're playing ball, but slow down.
She's going to be back to mom.
I'm going to be relaxed. I'm not sure
about
it. I used to be on my own.
Who's coffee just there? About a half full of coffee.
Okay.